It's 7:15. The personal details of millions of students, including their sexual orientation and religious beliefs, are being passed on to the government and public authorities. And 8 universities have failed to inform tens of thousands of students about how their data is being used. This comes after a Freedom of Information request submitted by the BuzzFeed news website. Hazel Shearing, a reporter at BuzzFeed, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just explain to us what kind of information there is and why it's being handed over.
So the information that is being collected by universities from their students on a voluntary basis is highly sensitive. So it's records of students' sexual orientation and their religion, which ultimately will end up in a database in the Department for Education.
And some universities haven't been informing students that this is what's going to happen to the information.
Yeah, that's correct. So we identified 8 universities that weren't properly informing students. And by that, I mean they weren't following the correct regulations and advice, which involves informing students in their data privacy notices that this information would ultimately be passed on a named basis. So privacy campaigners are saying this is problematic because the process for sharing data should be much more transparent, especially as it's highly sensitive information.
And even those students who do get the data privacy notices, do you think they're fully aware of what's going on?
Well, it's a difficult question, isn't it? Because the government stance is that as long as it is in various data privacy notices at each stage of the data sharing, and there are several steps involved, there's no problem. But it depends, doesn't it, on how many students actually read their university student privacy notice, let alone the ones that come later on down the line. And they do, a student who shares their sexual orientation, for example, with the university, will have to click through several different links to establish that ultimately their data could end up in this database with the state.
But what the government says, and we talked to the Department of Education, they say they take data protection very seriously. And they say the information they collect is equality and diversity information. So that means that the universities, the funding bodies, can meet their public sector duty to ensure equality of opportunity and to prevent discrimination.
So privacy campaigners say if that's the case, then why do they need the names to do that? And the Higher Education Statistics Agency, which is the body that collects the data on behalf of the government from the universities, says that, you know, we need the names. It says we need the names in order to make these statistics meaningful in the context of students' other characteristics. But it's not really clear why that is. They haven't expanded very much on why that is.
Hazel Shearing from BuzzFeed, many thanks.
Thank you.
It's 7:18.